will admit I forgot to play the last three chords. But Emily was so tuned in that she knew I was going to forget. She just stopped playing.
That's right.
It was perfect.
It's kind of dry up here, isn't it? Like, I don't know if it's going to be dry or humid or
not humid.
I had the greatest bike ride yesterday on that creek trail. It was up this creek trail. Okay, so, and I have this, it's a trait in my family where we go too far one way. To get back, it's either getting dark or someone's tired or something's happening, all of the above. So it got really dark for about the last 5 miles, and I was just like, okay. I'm trying to figure out how to bring my iPhone up. Trail.
I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, I did. I made it. I saw some signs that said park closed after sunset, and I saw some police people, so I just acted very casual and rode right past them. Like I was a local. Obviously not, because I did that. But then at one point I was trucking it up this hill, and I could barely make it because I'm on this little commuter bike, and this kid, he looked like he was about 18, he said, you got this. Sounds cool. Because the kids in my neighborhood, they're pretty rough. They would have never said that to me. They would have laughed at me, called me some names, threw some rocks, get back for it, would turn into a whole thing. So this was great. That was my life yesterday, was bike riding. Abby Vernon was got this.
It's amazing to me that you can just go and do that, because I have like no sense of direction, and I have to have a guide.
There are signs.
I know there are signs, but even signs are a problem for me. You know how when you're hiking on a trail and there's a loop that, you know, you can either fork right or left, it's going to end up in the same. I can get lost in one of those loops.
That's why you're such a good songwriter.
We talked up all night and still came to no conclusion. We started theory, and it's the one that justifies our daily lives.